It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Sandra Huntington. She's the organizer of the Emery County Fair. It's going to be a lot different this year than it has been in the past. Some things are going to be, you know, they're going to have some food vendors, but that's really all that they're going to have. We're going to have to practice social distancing. And the other thing that is key that people need to realize, this is going to be for Emery County residents only. So let's bring Sandra in and we'll talk about some of this. Sandra, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Hi, I'm excited.
Well, that's good. That's good. Now let's talk about the Emery County Fair. We're better together, just 6 feet apart, right?
Yes, and we're actually not counting it our fair. We're just counting it as an Emery County celebration.
Okay, perfect. Even better. So the dates on this are August 28th and 29th. That's a Friday and a Saturday. I'm going to kind of let you take over and talk about the events that are coming up and that are wrapped into it and the things that you guys have planned out there for that. How's that?
Oh, that would be fabulous.
Okay, take it away.
All right. So starting on Monday, we're going to have this week-long scavenger hunt. So it's going to begin on Monday and end on Saturday. And it's basically for the whole family. And we're going to give little clues for the family at 11 a.m. every day for the 6 days. And they're going, you're, as a family or an individual, you're going to run and see if you can figure out the clues. When you get there, you're going to take, there will be a clue there. You'll take a picture of the clue and with your picture and send it into the Emery County Facebook. You're going to post your picture there at the Emery County Facebook.
Okay.
So.
And now, does this start on the 24th? Is that what you're saying?
It's actually going to be August 17th.
Okay, August 17th. So it is the, mm-hmm. the Monday before the fair.
Two Mondays before.
Right, sorry.
And the reason we decided to do this, because we're involving families, we decided to do it before school started.
Perfect.
So then kids and families can all get in the car together and go do this really fun thing.
All right.
So basically, the little family that wins, finds the clue very first, they get a prize each day. And then if you send in a picture and to the Facebook post with the clue at that place, all 6 days, you're going to be eligible for a $1,000 drawing on Saturday.
Okay.
Plus $2,000 worth of prizes.
Wow. So this is really worth their while.
I know. So here's the thing. When we talked about doing the celebration, there were two reasons that we wanted to do the celebration. One was to bring people together, have something to look forward to, even though we're 6 feet apart. Number two was to support the local businesses. So we decided it's going to be way completely different than the fair, because at the fair we have a lot of little kids' games and a lot of teenager games. So we're doing away with that, and the money that we would have normally gone for that, we're going to use that for prizes for all of these different events that we're having, so that then we can support the local businesses.
Perfect.
Buying lots and lots of prizes, so it's giving the local businesses some little revenue there, too.
Very, very cool.
I have to add that ETV is giving us $5,000 for cash prizes.
Okay.
We get to do spike ball, the scavenger hunt, bingo, pickleball. All of them will be either like the first winner $1,000 prize or divided between. So some of them will be couples, like spike ball. So there'll be a winning team, but there's two of them. So each one will get $500 and $500. So some of them will be split up, but there's $1,000 worth of cash. So anyway, another fun thing that we're going to do is called Questivus. Some of you may have heard of an organization called Questival, but we're kind of doing our own different take of it, and it's called Questivus, and it's going to be on Friday and Saturday, August 21st and 22nd, so the weekend before the fair. And what you do there is you will meet down at the Aquatic Center. That's where most of our events will be held this year, not on Main Street there at the City Park, but most of them will be at the Aquatic Center. And we'll meet there on Friday at 6 p.m., and there will be a list of different adventures and different services that you can do. So the group of three or four, they're set off, and they can have 24 hours if they want. They'll be like building a fire, roasting a marshmallow, reading a story to a child, raking somebody's garden, or hoeing, or weeding, or just different things, and they will take pictures of them. So, and each event will have different points. And so whoever gets the most points by 6 p.m. on Saturday, their team will win $1,000. So that's going to be really, really fun, and that will be on August 21st and 22nd. Then on Friday, August 28th, we're going to have bike races starting at 5. We have junior entrepreneurs with some food vendors, and this will all be at the Aquatic Center here on Friday. There'll be the drawings for prizes for the Questivus. So they will be, the drawings will be at 5:30 that day. $1,000 for the winning prize, but we'll also draw prizes for people that participated. But you have to be present to win. There'll be a pickleball tournament at 6 p.m. at the fairgrounds or the Castledale City Park. Then at 6 p.m., Jeff Civilico, he's a juggler and a comedian from Vegas. He is so hilarious. We had him last year, and he's coming back, and he's at 6 p.m. So I hope that a lot of people will show up for that. And we're just having everybody bring their own lawn chairs, bring your own seating so that we're not touching chairs and sharing germs. Then at 7:30, I get one of my classmates from Emory High. His name is Johnny Van Wagner. He has a band, Johnny V and Trouble Train Band. And he played at our reunion a year ago, and he was fabulous. People could request a song, and they came up and they could play it. It was amazing. So they'll be playing that night at 7:30. Then at dusk, there'll be nighttime golf at Mill Site Golf Course. And, of course, prizes for that. 9:30 is going to be a teenage movie at the Aquatic Center. The movie is called A Quiet Place. Again, bring your own seating. Then on Saturday, we will have pickleball. That will continue. And then at 10 a.m., there's going to be Home Run Derby at Cheddar Field. $1,000 in prizes. 10 a.m., also a roping contest. Not the real live animal roping, but just a whatever the stick figure type that you can just do that. And we will have $500 in prizes there. We'll have junior entrepreneurs again and the food vendors at the Aquatic Center. We'll begin cornhole registration at noon, and then the tournament will start at 1. We've got Voice of Emory and we've got Miss Emory County. She's going to be performing at, I think she performs at 12 o'clock. Also there, 12 or 1. I'm not quite sure. I can't remember there. 12 or 1. And then we've got Voice of Emory from 2 to 4. So anybody that wants to come and try out their singing voice, there's going to be a prize to record professionally. And they will be the winners to be able. That will be their prize. Then we have horseshoe tournament, spike ball tournament, and then Straight Canyon Band will play at 7 p.m., and then a kids' movie in the park there at the Aquatic Center called Trolls World Tour, and that's at 9 p.m. So we've got lots and lots of activities. We've got a virtual quilt show, and we've got virtual bingo for anyone that is high risk and they still want to participate. And we will have a live stream of all the entertainment going on, so you can just stay home nice and cozy and safe and watch this. Let's see. I was going to say something. Oh, about the virtual stuff. We realize we're not going to make everybody happy. By doing this, we're going to make some people a little disappointed and grumbly and maybe even mad that we're even doing a celebration. But if you're cautious or nervous, then we say don't even come. Only come if you're okay to come. And if you're high risk, don't come either. Because we only want this to be fun. And if people are open for adventure, we'll be very cautious. We'll have hand washing stations there. And we'll have hand sanitizer around at all the vendors and different places and encourage people to wash their hands a lot. So we're just using caution. but hopefully give some people something to look forward to.
Well, it sounds like you've got quite the slate planned.
We do, yeah.
And that's great. Now, if people want some information on this, where can they look and find it?
The very best place will be to look on our website, www.emerycountyfair.org, or you can look on Emory County, the Facebook from Emory County Fair on the Facebook. If you have questions, I could probably give out my phone number, which would be 435-749-0997, and you could definitely shoot me a text.
All right. Sandra Huntington with the Emory County Fair. Thank you so much. It's not really a fair this year.
Right.
Sorry.
Just a celebration.
Thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. And good luck in this one. It sounds like a lot of fun, a lot of things tied to it.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always head on over to our webpage. For more information on interviews like this, you can always head over to our webpage, castlecountryradio.com.